Malia, why don't you just go ahead and first maybe explain how you guys came up with the statistics. Once again, wealth management finds that most Americans are unprepared to receive wealth. How did you guys actually come up with the numbers that you were able to?
Well, what we did was we conducted a survey of over 3,100 individuals from the United States, the UK, and from Canada. And we compiled that into what we're calling the Wealth Transfer Report. And the Wealth Transfer Report is a new thought leadership report that looks into the giving and receiving habits of Americans. It's truly some of the most comprehensive research work that's been done on the intentions and the behaviors with respect to giving and receiving wealth.
Okay, so why do you guys necessarily think that Americans are unprepared to receive wealth? Why do you think that is?
Well, yeah, you're right. We found that, you know, most Americans are woefully unprepared to give and to receive wealth. Less than 30% said that they do have a wealth transfer plan in place, and 30% said they have absolutely no plan in place. They have no will. They've done nothing to prepare for the transfer of their estate to their heirs. And the reasons for that, I think, are multiple. I think there are some, people are busy and they're focused on living their lives, and this is kind of an area of a discussion and focus that is one that maybe is a little bit unpalatable. Talking about what happens if you're incapacitated or if you're dead is sometimes a tough, it's an easy area to avoid, let's put it that way. Another reason is that there are barriers that prevent parents from talking to their kids about their wishes. 31% of our survey folks cited that their own lack of preparedness was a big hurdle for them not actually talking to their kids about the wealth transfer concept. 27% of our respondents said that they don't believe that their inheritors are old enough to have that conversation. And then 15% of our respondents said that they don't believe that the kids are ready. And then another 13% said they're just not comfortable talking about their own debt.
Now, do you think maybe some of this is like a generational thing, you know, between millennials and some of the other generations? Do you think that's maybe why it's become an issue nowadays?
You mean from the perspective that generationally the millennials are perceived to not be ready for those conversations? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, between that and, you know, maybe, you know, with technology these days, like you were just maybe hinting at the communication aspect of this, maybe that's part of the reason why they're not communicating, is everyone's so involved in maybe technology and stuff. You know, millennials are so involved in that stuff these days. Do you think that has maybe any effect on this?
You know, it certainly could. I think people are, you're right, the next generation is very savvy technologically, and maybe the assumption is that they are learning those things through other mediums, doing their own research. And that's true. I think there are that there is some truth to that. There are a lot of resources that are available to those who want to seek them out. But you know, the critical point here is really having the need to or the desire to. And I think what we found is that most of those that are going to be receiving wealth, the benefactors, are ill-prepared to have those conversations, or they don't have resources. They're not seeking out the resources as we would hope they would be.
One final question for you, Malia. Now, how do you think, you know, people, you know, families can reverse this trend so they start talking about this and this becomes a bigger thing between a parent and their child and the different things like that?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
Sorry. Do you, is there ways that people can reverse this trend now? You know, they're talking about only maybe 37% of American inheritors had conversations with their beneficiaries. Now, is there a way that we can reverse this trend so families start talking about this, or is there a chance that this can maybe reverse and go more toward an upward trend?
I believe so. I believe so. I think it's critical that we do, because, you know, the reality of it is what we see typically is that, you know, there's a generational loss of wealth. So from one generation to the next, by the time wealth reaches the second generation, 70% of wealth is lost, and by the time it reaches the third generation, 90% is lost. And so I think it's a very compelling crisis, if you will. We do need to start, heightening the awareness and the ability of people to become prepared to transfer wealth. You know, our research showed that the advanced preparation and sound advice from trusted advisors does have a transformational impact during what can be a very emotionally challenging time. So partnering with a financial advisor who has a comprehensive approach to wealth planning, one that has, you know, relationships with attorneys, CPAs, and other financial professionals, can offer the best platform for creating that overall comprehensive wealth transfer plan. Financial advisors have resources to help with financial literacy for families. I would encourage your listeners to interview several financial advisors. They can go to rbcwealthmanagement.com and find an advisor in their area, and reach out and interview several financial advisors. Ask questions about their experience in managing families and in helping families with wealth, you know, create wealth transfer plans, and that way they'll find the right fit, and they'll you know, be on the way to putting their wealth transfer plan in place so that they can avoid the pitfalls of having wealth lost to the next generations.
Perfect. Well, thank you. Thanks a lot for the interview, Malia. And, we'll be getting some of these stories, some of these cuts on the air, not only today, but tomorrow as well then, okay?
Sounds great. I appreciate it, Ryan. Thanks. Take care.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Have a good rest of your day.
You too.